Hey, I'm not lying to you. Would you just give me a break?
Sit on it.
I wasn't robbing no liquor store. I just went in for a six-pack of beer.
Yeah, and you just happened to empty the cash drawer.
I was lying there. I'm only human.
No, these boys, they're hooligans. Last week, they took a magic marker and wrote naughty words all over Ms. Wiggins' cap. Mm. I can't understand it.
Try holding up to a mirror.
You've got a wonderful sense of humor.
I need it. I'm a cynic.
Me too. We're very much alike.
Get out of here. This is Doris Whittaker.
Whittaker, I'm Captain Miller.
Oh, a pleasure to meet you.
Ms. Whittaker, what seems to be the problem?
Ms. Whittaker was going down to get her mail. She saw some kids breaking into a mailbox.
Can you imagine that kind of invasion of privacy? God only knows what they could be reading now.
Hey.
Dietrich, why don't we have Ms. Whittaker check some of the juvenile books? Maybe you can make an identification. Would you have a seat at Sergeant Dietrich's desk? Ms. Whittaker, is there something else?
Is that your breakfast?
Kind of works out that way.
Coffee and a donut.
Well, it's all that I need to just get me started. I don't like to eat too heavy.
Miss Whittaker, where's that seat?
And he's a captain?
Nutritionally, he's still a child.
You didn't call me back.
What?
I called you last night.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I just want to let you know why I was going to be a little late this morning.
Huh.
Barn? It was because I was at someone else's apartment up in Boston.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Well, I gave Liz the number.
I didn't get the message.
Well, I guess Liz forgot.
Wojo and anyone else who may have to get in touch with me after hours, I'll be at the Greenwich Hotel. It's room 320, I think.
Hotel?
You're getting your apartment repainted?
No!
I don't need it, Tom. I've been over. To all precinct, Yamana. Roulette wheels? Crap tables. Are you running any ponies there? Too bad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll take care of it, ma'am. Yes. I agree. Gambling is sinful. Troublemaker.
Good morning.
Don't bother hanging up your coat.
Laid off?
No, we got a call. A biggie.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, by the way, Harris, do you happen to have any extra cash you can lend me?
No.
Thank God.
that?
You can't put a padlock on the house of worship.
You want to just step along over there, please?
You see, there's a higher authority than you or I.
Yeah, right here. This is Captain Miller. Barney, this is Rabbi Joseph Greenblatt.
Captain Miller?
Rabbi? This is our gambling entrepreneur?
Yes, he operates the Beth Isaiah Temple and Casino.
For charity.
Quite a setup, Barney. Crap tables, blackjack, roulette, valet parking.
I take it you're reformed.
Conservative. But I try to stay flexible.
Okay, fellas, bring it right on in. Okay.
Be careful, that's rented.
Put it on my desk, huh? It'll be safer there.
Slot machine, too?
They still got 10 more back at the temple.
Listen, I could have used 50, but they're tough to get these days. You know, Atlantic City?
You'll confiscate all this stuff. Cards, dice, chips.
Tag it all.
I'll try not to mix it with my stuff.
Captain, I have a permit from the city.
Oh, Barney, he's referring to this.
Permission to hold a Las Vegas night. Is to raise funds for the school, for the charities.
Rabbi, this permit is for one night only.
Technically correct.
Then that one night was 4 months ago.
It was going so beautifully, I didn't have the heart to stop it.
Well, surely you must have realized you were doing something illegal.
I had a suspicion. But listen, the money's gone for good causes. It's gone for the children's school.
Rabbi,
it's gone for the senior citizens.
Rabbi, I'm afraid I'm going to have to bring this to the attention of the district attorney's office.
Oi.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
Listen, if you must, you must.
You're very understanding.
It's my job.
You want to have a seat over here, please?
Captain, no luck with the mug book.
Miss Whittaker, why don't you go on home then, and if anything turns up, we'll contact you.
I understand.
You're free to go.
I guess it's just that I'm a little afraid to go back there alone.
Well, if you'd rather, I'll have an officer take you home.
Oh, if Sergeant Dietrich isn't too busy.
Sergeant Dietrich?
No, I don't mind. Let's go.
Dame Whittaker?
You know, you have lovely hands.
I know. Got you again.
In here.
What about lunch?
Get in a cage, Reuben.
Reuben? That's Jewish.
So?
So, what are you doing?
It was entrapment, okay?
He robbed the liquor store.
A Jewish boy? I don't believe this.
So who are you anyway?
So I'm a rabbi.
What is this? I asked for a lawyer.
Dietrich back?
Yeah, he went downstairs for something.
No, Barney. Liz called her a while ago while you were out, and she said she'd call back.
Thank you.
Barney, is Liz back from vacation?
Just a second. Barney, it's internal affairs.
Internal affairs? What the hell are they with?
I don't know.
Captain Miller here.
Barney moved out of his apartment.
Just give me the exact nature of the charges. And that's the only information you have. Thank you.
What do they want?
We'll hear this one. Seems Miss Whittaker is filing formal charges against Dietrich.
What? For what?
Lewd and lascivious behavior.
Barn, they gotta be crazy.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out what's going on. In the meantime, let's everybody
get back to work. Nick, have you finished packing the evidence?
Hey, Harris.
Hey, Dietrich.
How's it going, Nick?
Fine.
I'm back, Captain.
Good.
I'm gonna go wash up. It's a dirty job. So she said she was still a little shaken, and she asked me to stay for a few minutes till she calmed down.
She asked you?
Yeah. And she went into another room for a minute. When she came back out, she had changed into,
negligee.
Bathrobe.
Bathrobe?
I guess she wanted to be enticing but sensible.
And then?
And she offered me a drink. I said I couldn't. I was on duty, and then she said,
What?
She said I was cute.
Cute?
You don't think so?
And then what happened?
Then I told her I had to get back to the precinct.
And that's that?
No. Then her bathrobe fell open.
Oh.
Then off.
Off?
To the floor. I figured, gravity.
And then?
Then I left.
Good. I know how embarrassing, how disgusting it must be for you. But you see, we need a positive identification.
I understand.
Lieutenant Scanlon, it's always a pleasure.
You remember me, huh?
Oh, I never forget a twitch.
You mind going and telling Captain Miller I'm here?
Oh, surely. Barney Scanlon.
It's nice to see you again. Is that the officer you named in the complaint?
Yes, it is.
Well, Lieutenant. Whittaker.
I'm so sorry about all of this. It's just that I feel I have to do what's right.
Miss Whittaker, why don't you just come over here and relax a while, just have a seat. Lieutenant, in my office?
You're on the hook for her safety.
I wouldn't worry about it. Dietrich, why don't you finish that report?
Sure. Good move.
Hello.
Oh, not me.
Out there is a lonely lady. An obviously psychologically unbalanced lonely lady who is either lying or who has deluded herself into believing that something actually happened. And nothing happened.
That's one possibility.
That's the only possibility.
Miller, it has been my experience that cops have the very same filthy urges as anybody else. And that maybe, just maybe, your man out there took advantage of an opportunity to have a little afternoon ding-dong.
Forget it, Scanlon.
We're not talking about taste.
Hate to spoil your fun, Scanlon, but nothing happened in that apartment. Absolutely nothing.
How do you know that?
Because I asked my man and he told me.
Is this the detective's room?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
That's the general reaction.
What are you doing here?
Nothing. I just happened to be in the neighborhood.
That was nice.
I'm bailing you out like a common criminal. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Oh, Ruthie, please.
I'm Mrs. Greenblood. I have his bail ticket.
Yeah, I'll have his release form filled out, and he can be on his way.
Thank you. I warned you it would end up like this. Blackjack, dice, slot machines, No good ever comes from this.
You gotta apply yourself.
Listen, I want to apologize for this afternoon.
Oh.
Maybe I gave you the wrong impression.
Well, I was embarrassed.
I'm sorry.
Well, you really didn't do anything.
I was there.
But you didn't do anything.
I know. I'm sorry. Sometimes I can be very insensitive.
It's a matter of pride, I suppose. That's very important to a woman.
I understand. Listen, it's just, I'm not a very aggressive person. I can't jump into a relationship very quickly.
Nor do I, usually.
It's possible that the mood, the circumstances this afternoon just wasn't right.
You mean another time, another place, you might be...
lewd and lascivious? Sure.
I appreciate that.
Tears me up to lift the man's shield.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gotta play by the rules. Well, Miss Whittaker, you ready now? We'll go downtown and fill out a formal complaint.
Lieutenant, I've changed my mind.
What do you mean?
I think now I may have misinterpreted Sergeant Dietrich's actions. I'm now a bit vague on things.
You weren't vague when you called me this afternoon. I mean, all that grabbing and lurching, and panting and trotting.
Lieutenant, let's take it easy, huh?
That was one hell of a phone call.
Captain, I have a right to reconsider, don't I?
You most certainly do, Miss Whittaker.
You most certainly do, Miss Whittaker. What the hell is that?
Well, I've reconsidered.
Okay. I'm ready to see a fella cop out of the fire.
Anything else we can do for you, Lieutenant?
No, thanks. Now I'll just mosey on downtown. Can I drop you someplace?
I've taken up enough of your time.
All right, Captain.
Well, maybe in the future we can meet under more pleasant circumstances.
I don't think that's possible.
Listen, you know, whatever starts building up inside of you, you want to spill your guts to somebody, I'm available.
I'll keep that in mind.
Because I still have hopes for you.
Okay, Rabbi, you're all set. Oh, Barney, Mrs. Greenblatt arranged for the rabbi's bail, so I'm going to let him out.
What about my husband? What's going to happen to him?
I'm sure they'll take into account the unusual circumstances.
Let's go, Reuben.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm going to take you down to the tomb.
Why don't you give him a little head start, huh?
We can all walk down together.
I'll remember this.
Sorry what I did. It could have destroyed your career.
Broke up today.
Goodbye, Sergeant. See you around.
Take care of yourself.
Goodbye, Captain.
Bye, Miss Whittaker.
Something else?
Well, I couldn't ride with that lieutenant because he made me feel very uncomfortable.
Are you saying you need another ride home?
That's all right. I'll take a cab.
Thanks for everything.
Hey, forget it. Tell you the truth, I really enjoyed myself today.
Shit's over.
Yeah, so it is.
You doing anything for dinner?
Well, I'm not...
Listen, if you can't make it, I understand, so...
No, sure, why not? We'll have dinner. Hey, Nick, what do you say? You want to join us for dinner?
No, thanks. They're coming down to pick up all this stuff. I think I'm going to wait.
Conscientious of you?
Yeah.
So, what do you want to eat?
No matter to me.
How about that Chinese place around the corner on McDougal?
Can't eat it. MSG gives me a headache.
All right, how about Italian?
Too starchy.
Well, where do you want to go?
No matter to me.
TV Land reminds you to kindly decline all invitations to participate in weekend activities. After all, you have plans for this weekend and every weekend to watch TV Land Fandemonium, 48-hour marathons of one show with all the best episodes. It's weekend TV satisfaction guaranteed, only on TV Land.